Richard Arnold, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How's Ian going?
Oh, gosh. It's a monster-headed fellow, the west coast of Florida. And speaking of names, I guess, you know, back in the day, Katrina was seen as a rather non-threatening name too. But anyway, by the by, right now it's a Category 3 hurricane, but this storm is strengthening and likely to hit as a Category 4. So, Ian, potentially very, very damaging. Cat 4 is a storm with top winds up to 250 kilometres an hour, plus the flood tide, and that's the biggest concern, the storm surge. Initially, it seemed to be targeting the Tampa Bay area, which hasn't been hit by a major hurricane in 100 years. Latest forecast shows it is moving a little south of that. Still, say, Floridians fleeing the coast. It is very disturbing.
It's very scary. Lots of unknowns.
Yeah, that's always the case, of course. These storms have a sort of life of their own. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency. So has the federal government, says DeSantis about the situation.
It is a big storm. It is going to kick up a lot of water as it comes in, and you're going to end up with really significant storm surge. You're going to end up with really significant flood events. And this is the type of storm surge that is life-threatening.
As for the shifting path of this storm in recent hours,
it's still not set in stone. I'd say anyone on the Gulf Coast, prepare for impacts. And that was true even when it was going to make landfall places further north. We knew that there would be big storm surges.
So the path's still not settled, but people are moving to higher ground. The Tampa Bay football team, the Buccaneers, taking off for Miami. Over at Cape Canaveral also, they're taking no chances. They've moved that Artemis rocket, which has been waiting for a test flight, from the launch pad and back into the hangar. Meantime, we're hearing that Governor DeSantis and President Biden have not spoken directly about the storm threat, so polarized politics still jeopardizing life here. FEMA, though, the Federal Emergency Aid Agency, is in contact with Florida officials. And we've just heard directly from Biden, who says,
I have a lot of personnel down there already. We're here to support them in every way we can. Second thing I'd like to mention is the citizens in the potential impact area should obey the instructions of local officials. Evacuate when ordered.
So maybe when the state and feds are fighting over who's doing the most, there is some sideline benefit.
They seem to get pretty excited about the old dart yesterday.
Well, they always do at NASA, right? They certainly hit this thing, and it was quite a mission to do this. We're talking about a long, 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 long way away, slamming a spacecraft into an asteroid. did so in a way that set off the traditional cheers at Mission Control.
We have impact.
The NASA chief, Bill Nelson, also offered his congrats over the effort.
Now, if that isn't precise targeting, I don't know what is.
Yeah, they hit this target 10.4 million kilometers away, so that's a pretty good shot for this $577 million test project. It will take a few weeks, though, for NASA to determine just how successful this was. The whole thing was designed to see if they could change the course of this asteroid by crashing into it at 24,000 kilometres an hour. There are no known asteroids headed for Earth in the next 100 years, they say, but they want to know that if it happens, they can save the planet at some future point should it come to that, again, all providing, you know, we don't wreck the place before then.
Good on you, mate. Catch up in a couple of days. Richard Arnold, stateside.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.